Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Good morning. This is an oral history of Diane Clem. She is my sister. We are at her apartment in South Kansas City. The day's date is March 8th, 2017. Okay, Diane, I'm going to ask you some questions about when you grow, about growing up. So I'm going to give you the recorder. Can you tell me when and where you were born?
I was born at
July
23rd, 1933, at a hospital at 30th and Main. Can't remember the name
Lutheran?
Of the hospital. Huh?
Lutheran? Lutheran Hospital?
I think it was, but I don't remember the name.
Okay. Where did you grow up?
Well, my earliest memory is being on Genesee Street, mm-hmm. which is just up the street from a Catholic church. Mm-hmm. And my sister and I were spending the night at Aunt Dorothy's house. And I woke up in the middle of the night with things on top of me, and it was bugs. It was water bugs, big old black water bugs. Mm-hmm. In fact, trying to remember all the things I wanted to talk to you about, and I lost that thought.
Okay. What was it like back then? Were you in the middle of the Depression?
Well, 4 years, 38, probably the year you were born.
And 37, I was born. You were born in 34.
33.
Oh, 33, okay.
Anyhow, we were on Genesee Street, and I remember going to a mass with Grandma Brierley. Christmas Eve Mass at the Catholic Church down on the corner. Mm-hmm. In that same time period, Nancy and Joyce and I managed to look for dolls. Our Christmas presents were up in the attic, and we went up in the attic and found them.
Oops.
Oops is right. And in addition to the doll, I got a tricycle.
Great.
Which was very appreciative. I was very appreciative of a tricycle. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Olive Street. You remember Olive Street?
Yes, I do.
And
you were up the street, or down the street from Aunt Dorothy.
True, true, true.
What was it like being so close to Aunt Dorothy?
Oh, it was fine, because they had bunches of kids for me to play with and for Pat Rose to play with.
Yeah.
Although they were a little bit younger than us. Mm-hmm.
Who were your parents? Talk to me about your parents.
Louise and Bill Erickson. Daddy worked for a bank. Mm-hmm. And on the day that he got paid, he would go to the grocery store and come home with bags of groceries. And we'd go running out onto the porch screaming, "Food, food, food." And he would say, "Shh, shh, shh."
Yeah. What were your parents like? Do you remember? How was Mom to you?
Well, she told me that I could raise myself. I guess she thought I was smart enough to do that.
Yeah. And Daddy? How was he as a parent?
He was gone most of the time.
Working?
Working at the bank. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How was your relationship with your parents?
Oh, I think it was good. I didn't try to disagree with them too strongly. Mm-hmm. I went along with whatever they suggested. Mm-hmm. Speaking of my daddy, I remember all the early morning breakfasts at Swope Park at number 7 shelter house. He loved to do that, go out real early in the morning and cook breakfast in the park. And after we moved to Olive Street, well, before we moved to Olive Street, I went to my first day of school back in on Genesee. I just had to walk through the back fence and I was at my school. So I went in the morning there, and then in the afternoon I went to Horace Mann, and we had moved to Olive Street, and it was the first day I was able to get out of the house or go anywhere. So the first day of school, I tried my best to steal a crayon, and they wouldn't let me, and I ended up with my hands wrapped in a white tea towel, sat in the center of the class for a certain amount of time. I don't know how much time. Seemed like forever. And then, this is now the first day of school, and Mother had taken me to school, and she pointed east. You'll walk down that way until you see, I don't know what she thought I was going to see. But anyhow, we had been playing with crayons at home, and we didn't have a purple.
Oh, I see.
And so I tried my best to clasp it in my hand, because it was just a piece, not a whole crayon. But they opened my fingers and took the crayon back, so I didn't get to take it home to Joyce. So then we were released from school, and I was released on the north side. So Mother had said, "Go that way." So I went that way, and that way was south. And she meant east. And so I was lost. Uh-huh. Wandering up and down the street. Now, this is the first day of school.
Oh.
I've already had to sit in the middle of the class with my hands wrapped in a towel. I must have been a very strong person to have lived through all that. Mm-hmm. And one other thing that comes to my mind is Michael drinking turpentine.
Who was Michael?
Michael was my Aunt Dorothy's third child, fourth child, cousin.
Yeah.
And I remember one other thing I did when I was that age is I sang for the neighbors. I know that I will never see a poem lovely as a tree.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember all the words now.
Yeah.
And we Pat and I, Pat lived next door to Aunt Dorothy. Pat Rose was my friend. And we would make May baskets for the 1st of May to deposit on people's front doors.
Yes.
And one lady that we gave a basket to also had a bunch of newspapers, and we collected the newspapers from her, and I don't know what we did with them, but we were involved in collecting newspapers mm-hmm. a long time before anybody mm-hmm. collected newspapers.
Yeah.
And that's all I have right this minute.
Okay, question. Did you ever get into trouble?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay. Well, was the worst thing you ever did?
Well, I lied.
Oops.
To my mother. We were playing out and back, and there was a bonfire in one of the house's backyards. And I don't know if I lit the bonfire or what, but I was messing with matches. And I think she asked me, did I have any? And I said, no. But I did.
I see.
Anyhow.
Well, let's see. Do you have any siblings? I know I'm one. What were they like growing up?
Well, my older sister was Joyce. And she was very erratic. She would have tantrums. I remember one time Mother told her, oh, go soak your head. And Joyce did. She came back down with her hair all wet, said, I did it. I soaked my head.
Yeah. So what was it like growing up with Linda?
Well, Linda was so much younger than me, I didn't hardly pay any attention to her being mm-hmm. there.
Yeah. What were they like growing up?
Sister Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we all got along
mm-hmm.
pretty well.
We have a brother.
And we have a younger brother who was born 15 years after I was.
Mm-hmm.
He's Bill.
Yeah.
So there was Joyce and Diane and Linda and Bill.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe yourself as a child? Were you happy?
All I can remember is being bored.
Bored.
And I'm still bored.
Well, yeah. How would you describe yourself as a child? Were you happy? Oh, I think I just gave you that question. What is your best memory of your childhood?
Oh, my best memory of my childhood. I cannot think of anything. Oh, take it back. I got a bicycle for Christmas one year.
How old were you?
13.
Wow.
And that was a big event.
I know. What was the worst memory of childhood?
I think Michael swallowing turpentine.
And how did they manage that? What did she do for Michael?
She took him on the bus down to General Hospital. Mm-hmm. But I think all they wanted him to do was drink milk, drink milk, drink milk.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Did you have a nickname?
We called each other different names. Uh-huh. Sometimes I was Pete.
Pete?
Pete, and sometimes Pat was Pete. Mm-hmm. I remember we used to play cowboys and Indians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Who were your best friends? What were they like when you were a child?
Well, my best friend was Pat Rose. Mm-hmm. And she was just like me. Uh-huh. Bored.
Oh, I see.
What'll we do? We used to say it to each other like a song. What'll we do? What'll we do? What'll we do?
How would you describe a perfect day when you were young?
Well, one day, which was a very nice day, we went with Pat's mother to the golf course. And we got to play around the golf course while she was playing her round.
How old were you?
Oh, 10 or 11.
Wow. Okay. What did you think your life would be like when you were older?
I didn't spend any time thinking about that. Mm-hmm. I have never been one to try to predict the future.
Okay. Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood?
Well, I've been giving them to you a little bit at a time.
Okay, all right. Now we're going to talk about Diane's school years. Can you tell me about being at school at Horace Mann, the grade school where we went?
Well, I remember being in fourth grade, uh-huh. and we walked around the hall with books on our heads.
Why?
Just to get our posture.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember. Oh, I do remember fifth grade. That was fourth grade. This is fifth grade.
Okay.
The teacher would leave the room and leave me to read to the classroom. I always thought that was kind of interesting.
Uh-huh. You were a good reader.
I was a good reader, both.
More than most.
Both out loud and just to myself.
Uh-huh.
And then in sixth grade, I remember seeing Michael and Jimmy at school, cousins.
Uh-huh.
And in seventh grade, they had some kind of an extravaganza on the last day, and I got to lead it. And that was a big, big deal. Mm-hmm. I had to have some huaraches because it was a Spanish or Mexican
event,
yeah. And that's all I remember about my school years.
As I recall, the Dalton kids went to
St. Agnes. That was after they moved over there.
Yes. So when they were living on Olive, they went to St. Agnes.
When they lived on Olive, one of them went to Horace Mann, because
mm-hmm.
I remember seeing Jimmy or Michael, and I'm not sure which.
Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you were at Horace Mann until 7th grade?
8th grade.
8th grade.
It was the first year they had anybody in 8th grade.
And there were then where did you go?
Then I went to Central High School.
Yeah. How did you get there?
I walked or I took the bus. I would catch the bus on
Prospect
Avenue and transfer at 31st Street uh-huh. and take a bus the other direction. But I found that walking was just as fast.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So how long did that take you to get there?
About a half an hour.
Really?
Whether on the bus or whether I was walking.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how was Central High School like when you first started going there?
I don't remember much about that, except I remember that I was in some kind of a play or some kind of an event, and we wore yellow T-shirts, mm-hmm. and everybody had a bra but me. Mm-hmm. That was hard.
Yes. I remember you being in musical groups when you were in high school at Central. You sang. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember being in one particular
group,
particular event where I sang with two others, the three of us. Sang Night and Day. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I remember you being in a group of four guys and four girls, and it was called something, but I can't remember what.
Don't have any remembrance of that at all.
Okay. Did you have a boyfriend?
I did have a boyfriend toward the end of the time I was there.
Uh-huh. What was his name?
His name was Bill Park.
Mm-hmm. Did you go on dates?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you did?
Mostly we just went and parked someplace and necked.
I see. Okay. Let's see here. How about after you graduated, did you go to continue with school?
I went to
Kansas City Junior College.
Kansas City Junior College.
Yeah.
And that's where I met Phil Klemm.
Uh-huh. And how was that like, being with Philip? Maybe at the college.
We did play cards.
Mm-hmm. How did you know that he was the one for you?
He was the only one I had.
I see. Yeah? How was the proposal?
I don't remember a proposal. I just remember us discussing a ring. And he got the ring.
Uh-huh.
And one of the aunts from Germany was here and helped pick it out.
I see. Yeah. What were the best times in your married life with Philip?
When my sister and her kids would come and visit us
uh-huh.
in Chicago.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What were the most difficult times?
When my sister came to visit me and brought her children. No, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the most difficult times were the fact that Phil was always sick.
What was he sick with?
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think of getting divorced?
Many times, many, many times.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about it?
The fact that he had nothing left over for anybody but himself. Mm-hmm. His illness just usurped all attention from anybody else.
Yeah.
One year we had long dresses. All three of us girls had long dresses, and we were going to go out to eat on Christmas Eve or sometime around there. And he came home and he went to bed and he said, I can't go. And we were all very disappointed, so we went anyhow. But and it was kind of funny, these three women dressed in long dresses. But I don't know if Todd went with us or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me about your children. Let's see. Who was your favorite relative?
Oh, Aunt Dorothy.
Yeah. Do you remember any of the stories they used to tell you?
No.
Okay. Do you know how Grandma
Briarly? Somehow there were stories about Grandma Briarly being in California, mm-hmm. and coming back to Kansas City. The fact that she had been married so many times.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what you know about those marriages? The first one, do you remember the first one?
No.
The second one?
I never met any of the men.
I know. The third one?
No. Oh, well, what was his name?
In-law? Who was the one that got murdered for his paycheck?
I do not know.
Okay. Let's see. Talk to me about Grandma Johnson.
Grandma Johnson had a...
And who was she?
My father's mother.
Okay.
Hilda Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
She had a boarding house for streetcar men. And she cooked for them and she cleaned for them and... They lived about a block from the terminus of the
car barn.
Of the streetcars.
Mm-hmm.
And she cooked the best fried chicken I ever tasted. And I would be in the kitchen with her while she was cooking that chicken, and I kept trying to get bites of it.
Yeah. Do you remember being in her home very often?
In her home?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
There was always a big party on Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
and all the relatives, and there were many, many relatives, would come to her house.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, do you remember any songs that you used to sing to them? Did you ever sing to grandmas?
No.
Okay. What was the worst thing Grandma Johnson ever did? Did she ever do anything?
Well, she gave me a nightgown one time, and I was probably 10. And it was an old lady nightgown, and I would never wear it.
Oh.
And I wondered why she gave it to me. She wanted to give me something, and that's what she did.
Mm-hmm. How would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered? As an unselfish, grateful person.
Well, now we're going to talk about what she did for a living. And we'll see what we can extract from her brain for that. Can you tell me about when you first went to work after high school, Carter Waters?
Yes, Carter Waters was one of the places, but in the meantime, I had worked at the hospital during summers.
Uh-huh. As an aide?
Uh-huh. As a nurse's aide.
Uh-huh. How long, how old were you when you did that?
Well, I started when I was 13. Mm-hmm. And it was really exciting to get a paycheck in my own name.
Did you like it?
Working there, I did. Mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm. I got to wear a white uniform.
Yeah. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, I thought I wanted to be a lab technician, mm-hmm, until I found out how hard that was, and changed my mind.
Okay. Yeah. What lessons has your work life taught you?
Oh. Not to gossip.
Yeah. If you could do anything now, what would you do?
What do you mean? Do what?
Work.
Some kind of work? Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't even imagine working.
Okay. Can you tell me about your religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs? What is your religion, or what was your religion?
My religion, I was...
Lutheran?
I was confirmed. I was confirmed Lutheran. Mm-hmm. But now I'm Unity.
I see. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced any miracles?
No.
Okay. What was the most profound spiritual moment of your life?
I cannot tell you.
Okay. Do you believe in God?
I do believe in God.
What is your thought about what is God? Where is God?
God's in you and in me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you believe in the afterlife? What do you think it will be like?
I think we will just have our... spirits in the afterlife. Mm-hmm. That we will just be spirits to one another.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your or our ethnic background?
Oh, well, my grandmother Johnson came from Sweden, didn't she?
Yes. Can you tell me anything you know about her life in Sweden?
I don't know anything about her life in Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever learn Swedish?
Taksamiket.
What's that?
Thank you very much.
That's what you know. Okay. Where's your mother's family from?
My mother's family descended from Grandma Brierley, and Grandma Brierley was a foundling.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, she was left on somebody's doorstep as an 8-year-old child.
Eight? Goodness. How do you know that?
I don't know how I know anything about my grandmother except that this is what's come down to me.
I see.
Through the ages.
Okay. Let's see. What traditions have been passed down in your family?
It was always about food. Mm-hmm. The traditions were always about food.
Anything special that you like to eat, what Mother used to cook or Grandma Johnson used to cook? You mentioned fried chicken.
From Grandma Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And from Louise. chop suey. And I've got the recipe here for it, but I wouldn't begin to try and make it.
Okay. Let's see. There's a segment in this packet talking about war. And I know we lived at home during World War II. Do you know what it was like during World War II at home?
Well, I'll try and answer that one. Uncle Carl lived with us for a time. He got a divorce and had no place to go, so he came and lived with us. And so the kids all doubled up, three of us in one room. That I remember.
Okay, we're going to stop and give Diane a break here for a little bit, and then we'll start again.